We're going to give free flu shots on Thursday, December 18th from 4:30 to 5:45. And it'll be at the Brazos Valley African American Museum at 500 East Pruitt Street in Bryan. And 75 shots will be available to the public, first come, first serve basis, because we are celebrating our 75th year of service to the Brazos County. That's the reason that we're giving 75. It's kind of a symbolizing as a symbol of their 75th year. And you have to be 6 months and older, and we'll just be there. And the time is kind of a weird time between, it's like an hour and 15 minutes, just because this acts kind of as a an exercise for us. So if somebody had, if we had to, you know, do an emergency flu drive or shots for like a pandemic or something, then we want to be able to get it in that time frame and getting a lot of people out and in to get their, you know, shots or immunizations if they need to.
Okay, so it's kind of like a learning practice experience for you guys as well, to get people in and out as quickly as possible.
Yes, so it's kind of the majority of the time it's ran by our emergency preparedness director, Mike Paulus, and he's kind of the command incident commander, and he kind of, you know, tells us what to do, and we time everything, like how long it takes somebody from the front door to their immunization and then out the door. So we want to make sure that it's done properly, but within like a low time frame.
Okay, great. And then, you know, as the holidays are coming up, it's been pretty warm weather, so we haven't seen a lot of colds and whatnot, but it will come eventually. So just talk about some things to kind of protect yourself from the flu.
Sure. So our flu numbers are rising as of the past week and this week. So we just try to remind people, obviously, get your shot to protect not yourself but others around you that are, you know, immune depressed and just, you know, can't fight back like normal people. And then also just washing your hands, covering your cough or sneeze, and then also staying home if you are sick. So make sure that you stay home from school or work, and it's not worth getting everybody else sick too. So if you are sick, just to stay at home and kind of get over that, rest, and then, you know, return to work when you're back to normal.
Do people need to bring anything when they come, or is it basically just open to the public as long as they're 6 months or older?
It's open to the public. They don't need to bring anything as long as they're 6 months and older.
Okay, great. Is there any more information that people need to know about?
If you can't make it between that time frame, then we still offer the flu shot here at the health department, and just check our website for the immunization clinic times.
Can you give me that website, Jess?
Sure, it's brazoshealth.org.
For somebody who may have like never gotten a flu shot, and they're just kind of, you know, anti-flu shots or whatever, what would your advice be to them, and why do you think that it's important for people to get their flu shot?
So as a young mother, I tell this story all the time, just because, like, I never got my flu shot until I was pregnant. So because I saw that if you got the flu shot, then you automatically got the flu sometimes. But in those cases, you're already exposed to the flu before you get your flu shot. Plus, if you get the shot, it lessens the time that you are sick. And plus, if you get the flu shot, again, you're not protecting just yourself from getting the flu, but you're also protecting others from, you know, spreading it. So you won't spread it to, you know, my child or anybody else's child or grandmother. Like, the elderly population and the younger population are very susceptible to those infections, and their immune system isn't, you know, as beefy as ours, so it's not going to fight it off as quickly. So they're going to need some extra help and protection. So.